Hello, I'm Terry David Mulligan, and this is not just the tasting room. It's the last tasting room of 2019. It's going to bring wine. That's what it's going to bring. Now, if you go to the internet web machine and you Google Wine Diva or winediva.ca, you'll find our pal, Dana Van Mulligan. And she is a list specialist. First of all, she tastes thousands of wines over the course of a year. At the end of the year, she gathers all of the highlights and makes various lists. If you go to her website, winediva.ca, and you look up wine and hit the drop-down menu, at the very bottom it says wine lists. So we're going to do two lists for you. The top 100 of 2019, these are all wines judged 89 points or better and $20 or under. And then the last two segments will be the top 50 of 2019. Those are wines 91 points or better and over $20. Dana recommends that those are wines that you stock in your cellar and hold on to. Winediva.ca, winescores.ca. She is the Wine Diva, Dana Van Mulligan. Next week, the first show of 2020, we get caught up with Curtis Colt, who's a busy guy, and he'll tell us about Top Drop and other good things. So welcome to the final Tasting Room Radio of 2019, and we welcome on board our new sponsor from the Similkameen Valley. It's a partnership with John and Virginia Weber at Orofino, in partnership with their neighbor around the corner, Kevin Gray at Row 14, Untangled Cidery, and Clippers Guest Suites. Let's get this last show done. Enjoy the list. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by the award-winning Orofino Vineyards, producing the Similkameen Valley's finest single vineyard wines, offering luxurious vineyard accommodations, voted best in the Similkameen Valley, and a wine club that makes it easy to enjoy all the best of Orofino. And the Similkameen Valley's new Row 14 restaurant at Clippers, not just raising the bar in cost and cuisine, it's defining it. It's also the home of Untangled Cidery and Clippers Guest Suites. You can find them online at row14.ca and orofinovineyards.com. Hello, this is Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan. As we told you at the top of the show, it's that time of year when you start to think about, well, the year that we have just squeezed all the life out of and the one we're heading into. The wines that had our attention. And also, it's the time of the year when Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva, puts up her year-end lists, the top 100 of 2019 and the top 50 of 2019. And we'll explain what those lists are in just a moment. But you can follow along if you want. Follow the bouncing cork. Just go to winediva.ca. The lists are all there. Look under wines, and then when you see wine lists pop up, hit those wine lists. There's lots of them, but we're going to concentrate on three: the top 100 2019 under 20, the top 50 over 20, and then a quick bubble bash for you New Year's Eve fans, including ourselves. Hello, Dana.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm wet.
It is very wet out there.
That's why we live here. Because we don't have to shovel it. These lists, is this a chore for you, or do you look forward to them?
Well, it's the time of year where I get busy anyway. So end of the year, trying to gather all this information, put together all the wines I've tasted over the past year. Basically, these are wines that I've received as samples. I like to let people know that. And they're wines that I've scored throughout the year. And if they score 89 points or higher on my sister site, winescores.ca, then they're in the running, and they have to, of course, be $20 or less.
But they have to be memorable. You don't just taste and write about and comment on 100 wines. You talk about hundreds of wines.
Correct. But at the same time, these are wines, I think, you know, if there's two wines at 89 points that could both fit in this list, and I only have room for so many, I probably am going to lean towards the wines I personally prefer. That's easy enough.
This is like taking inventory, liquid inventory.
It is, and it's actually a nice way to look back over the year and just see what I've tasted and how many of these wines actually appear year after year on the list, and quite often many of them do.
If you see one of those names, for example, let us know. So the top 100 are all under $20.
They are, yes, $20 or less.
I saw one at 21 from the Rhone Valley.
Uh-oh, that's a problem.
Okay, never mind, never mind. I just, it popped out. Okay, so here's the thing. You can start to make notes if you want. If you can go to the Wine Diva website, it's there. Look under wines, the wine lists. You can go to mulliganstew.ca and Tasting Room Radio, and we have also given you access, a link to these lists as well. Because here's the cool thing. I'll just tell you that yesterday I went looking for some of your wines. I was in Park Royal. But you have a wonderful link on your page that says, do you want to print this list up? That's exactly what I pack in my pocket.
And you can take it with you. If you know, if you have a phone, you can do that as well. I have, it's very, you know, my on your phone, it's very easy to access my list, and you can have it, all the images as well, if you're looking for the actual labels to see what they look like. And you can carry that with you as well. So if you don't want to print it off, you don't have to do that either.
Was there anything special about this year that stood out?
I don't know if there's, I think there was quite a few wines that I received this year I had never tasted before. So new wines have come into the market that are, there's some from Spain, some from Portugal, and those are two regions that you're starting to see more wines kind of pop up here and there. And there's a little bit more, I think, and I'm excited about it, wines popping up from the south of France. And because I've, last year I was there twice to two different regions in the south, Languedoc and Roussillon. I'd like to see more of those appear though.
All right, I'm going to start with your top 100 under 20 or under, and with great marks, 89 or better. I mean, you start with Italy, Portugal, and Argentina. The number four wine kind of caught my eye, a Pinot from Santa Carolina. It's a Reserva from Chile. It's a beautiful $13.99.
It is. I use this wine I poured in Value Wines at Cornucopia this year. It's a Santa Carolina Reserva Pinot Noir. Don't worry about the Reserva bit. Just look at the price. $13.99. It's a buy the case. I mean, you can buy a case of that over the holidays and serve it, and anybody would be happy with it. It's got good Pinot character, but at a Chilean price point. A Chilean Pinot Noir is really good value right across the board.
And right below it, at number seven, a Cote de Rhone from Family Perrin.
Yeah, so Rhone Valley, if you like wines, are a little bit more fruit forward, and maybe you tend to stay away from European or French wines because you think they're a little bit more restrained. The Cote de Rhone is actually a really good place to go because it's a nice warm climate in the south, and they usually have Grenache in them, which is a very fruity grape. And so Cote de Rhones are great, I think, great value, and they offer a lot of fruit and punch to them as well.
And a Cote de Rhone at $17.99.
Yeah, you know, it's a good value. You know, value is all relative, I know, but when you're looking for what you're getting in the glass, I think $17.99 is good.
Baron di Delforte, Pecorino.
So Pecorino, it's just like the cheese. It sounds the same. It's spelt the same, but this is actually a grape variety. It's a white grape variety, and this one's from Abruzzo, which is on the Adriatic side of Italy, of the peninsula. And yeah, and it's a very fragrant kind of white, but it also has kind of that rustic Italian character, which means it's going to be great with food. And it's $19.99.
Are you an Italian white girl?
I love Italian white wines. I really don't think that they get nearly the attention and the love they deserve, because we think of Tuscany and reds, we think of Valpolicella and reds, we think of, you know, southern reds like Primitivo, and, you know, the whites really do get overlooked.
How about a white from the Douro?
There's actually a red and a white sibling to this wine. It's Oscar's Quevedo. And so from the Douro, that's where port comes from. So people don't necessarily associate table wines with them. This is a white blend, and it's about $17. And I like the white just a little bit more than the red, but the red's really good value as well.
Your first Canadian that pops up in the top 100 under 20 is, never mind. Tell me about this label. I contacted you about the Monte del Fra. I was looking for this yesterday in Park Royal.
Monte del Fra is in Valpolicella. And we have actually, you and I have interviewed the owner, Marika, on Tasting Room Radio during Wine Festival many times over the years. She is a lovely, lovely woman. I get to see her whenever I go over to Verona. And this is a Bardolino from Custoza. It's the DOC of Custoza. And Bardolino is a very fruit-forward, light, fresh, kind of juicy red wine. And it actually works really nice if you chill it down a little bit. This would be a great wine for turkey dinner.
$16.99.
Very good value.
Is there anything about reading labels from Italy? If we say look for the... Baronina?
Oh, yeah. That's what we're seeing more of as well, is Baronia, which is, this is from Montsat, Spain. So Montsat is right outside of...
I can do that better. Hold on a second. No, I jumped one. On that bottle that I was looking at yesterday, the Monte del Fra, Bardolino was the word that kind of caught my eye, because there's a lot of bottles there, right? So if you have any label reading tips, let us know. Now, 20 and 21, Baronia, there's two there, and what caught my eye were the years of these productions.
Yeah, all of the Cellars Baronia are probably... They're around the 2011, some 2009s. So they've been held back a long time. But they're Grenache and Grenache-based, so they have a lot of fruitiness to them, a lot of lift and levity. And they have actually some, like as you said, the age on them as well. So even with that age, they got a freshness. And they're around the $17, $18, and they're mostly in private wine stores. But if you do see Cellars Baronia, grab one of those bottles.
Can you imagine a 2009? Can you imagine? From Spain for $17 or $18.
I think that some of these Spanish wines that you see coming into the market and they look like they're a 10-year-old wine, and you look at it and you think, really, do I want to be drinking that? If they're bringing them into the market now, absolutely try the wine, because you probably fall in love with it.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to make comment. Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva. You can follow along with thewinediva.ca. Look under wine and then wine lists. This is the top 100 under 20. We'll get shortly to the top 50 over 20. It's very interesting. The Canadians show up. At number 22, Robin Ridge, the Merlot.
Yeah, Robin Ridge is an organic producer. They're a very small producer, Similkameen Valley. And I think that their wines, some of them, they hold back a little bit as well. But there's a freshness and that kind of organic character to them. They have really good expressive fruit in the wines. And this wine is $18.50. So from a Merlot from BC, that's actually a really good price.
It is. And especially from that area, because everybody wants a little bit of that fruit. Number 25, Mayhem, the Pinot Blanc.
Yeah, you know, Mayhem Wines has popped up. They are family related, Meyer family, and they're part of the same, you know, they work together, but Mayhem is a completely different, more fun kind of, in your, you know, kind of a cheeky label to do off to the side of Meyer family. And they have a Pinot Blanc, they do Pinot Gris, Gewürztraminer Riesling, Sauvignon Blanc, I think, Rosé, and $18. They're fresh, they're easy to drink. I think they're a lot of fun.
Used to be Anarchist.
Anarchist, yes, from Anarchist to Mayhem.
And Tender Hope, tell me about this, because it shows up on your other list. When I saw Tender Hope, I thought it was maybe somebody had snuck into the Naramata bench, but then on your over 50, your 50 over 20, it shows up in, is it, where is it from?
Well, Tender Hope is based out of the Okanagan. Okay. But he started making wines out of Washington State grapes.
Walla
Walla grapes, right. So he makes a Roussanne and he does a Syrah, but he's also making wines from BC, Chardonnay. He's got a bubble as well. And this Chardonnay is just under $20. And it made my top 100. I mean, I think it's a fresh, really interesting new addition to the BC lineups.
Is he bringing Walla Walla grapes up and then crushing them here?
From my understanding, yes. Yeah.
That's an interesting concept.
Well, I've seen it happen before, you know, with a winery. We had a Pacific, there's a winery out in
Burnaby, Northminster.
Yeah, that was doing that with California grapes as well. Now, of course, it's not labeled as Canadian wine, because even though it's made here, it's not from Canadian grapes, and it should not be labeled that way. But no, I think he's doing a really good job.
Okay, so keep an eye out for, where was I? Hold on a second. Keep an eye out for Tender Hope, the Chardonnay, for $20. Let's take a break, because when we come back, I want to talk to you about Vermentino,
the Argeolas Township 7. We're going to go to the Thompson Valley, okay? So this is the Wine Diva. This is the first of several breaks we're going to take here. The top 100 under 20 for 2019. This is a list you want to have your posted up on your bulletin board. We'll be right back. This is Tasting Room Radio.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by the award-winning Orofino Vineyards, producing the Similkameen Valley's finest single vineyard wines, offering luxurious vineyard accommodations, voted best in the Similkameen Valley, and a wine club that makes it easy to enjoy all the best of Orofino. And the Similkameen Valley's new Row 14 restaurant at Clippers, not just raising the bar in cost and cuisine, it's defining it. It's also the home of Untangled Cidery and Clippers Guest Suites. You can find them online at row14.ca and orofinovineyards.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. Treat your family or staff to a special evening at Unsworth Restaurant during the holidays. Keep in mind that Chef Martin has created a seasonal menu. He also has a five-course dinner for your New Year's Eve plans. All the details at unsworthvineyards.com.
If you're following along, this is the Wine Diva, Dana Van Mulligan. I'm Terry David Mulligan, Tasting Room Radio. This is the 2019 Wine List Top 100, $20 or under, 89 points or better. These are the bargain. Every time you say to me, when you're looking at the bottles, and we're standing next to each other in stores, and you say, Why can't I find something? This is the list. Print it up. Keep it on your phone, your electronic devices, because it'll all pay off over the course of 2020. Argeolas Vermentino from Italy.
This is one of my favorite white wines. Whenever I go to an Italian restaurant and I want to start with something, I always have the Argeolas. It's on a lot of wine lists in the city, which is really nice. And now, Vermentino is common in Sardinia, but also in Tuscany. But There's different characteristics in the Vermentino. And I really like the Sardinian versions. They tend to be a bit more tropical. And then they have almost a green almond character to them as well. But it's fresh and it's just full of life. And it's $18.99.
Costamolina is a region?
Costamolina is the region, yes.
Now, Township 7, the Pinot Blanc from Naramata Bench.
This is continuously a really tasty wine. I think they've made it a little bit drier over the years. So it's a white blend, and it's aromatic. It's a very pretty wine. It's got nice balanced acidity, and it's $18. And I think this is Gewürztraminer Pinot Gris, Viognier, Riesling, and Muscat. So it's ambrosial. This wine. It's got so many aromatics to it.
And they upped their game in terms of their cellar, too. I mean, their cellar was just given an infusion of cash, and they went out and spent it on really good equipment. So the wines are going to get much better.
And, of course, they're putting a lot of focus into their sparkling wine program now, and they're winning awards for it. And that's a lot to do with their winemaker. You know, she came from Ontario. She's got a real sparkling wine background as well. And, you know, what she's doing for them is wonderful.
And I love their Merlot.
Their wines are all across the board.
Crazy about their Merlot. Now let's go to the Thompson Valley. They have their own designation now. Harper's Trail, Pioneer Block Riesling for $20.
Harper's Trail is, you know, they were the kind of pioneers of the region, and they've got some very interesting soil. They've got some limestone soil, which is soil that you find in like Champagne and you find in Chablis. It's amazing soil types to find here. And Michael Bartier has been basically the winemaker or the consultant on Harper's Trail since they were established. And Riesling has always been fantastic for them. To me, it's always been their standout variety. And it's $20 or $19.99 at the winery.
And then Liquidity, their Pinot Gris from Okanagan Falls. You like that?
Yeah, also around the same price, just around $20. And Liquidity does their Pinot Gris, Chardonnay, Pinot Noir. That's kind of their strong suit. And they have their estate versions, and then they have a higher tier versions of their wines. But in the under $20 category, I think this is a good wine.
I'm going to let you riff now because you do it well. 37, 41, 46, 47, 48, and 61. Monte Creek Riesling, Spearhead Riesling, Fitzpatrick Family, Unwinder, Luminescence Quartet White, the Sperling Pinot Noir Rosé, the Blue Mountain Pinot Blanc, and right there, we'll stop right there. So just riff away, because these are all great.
Well, liquidity we just talked about, so we're going to go to Stags, which is in the same region, basically. They're quite close. They're all Okanagan Falls. The Tragically Vidal is a very aromatic wine. It's kind of got a fun label on it with the stag, and it's a very aromatic wine, very light and fresh. It's something you can just sip. It's not going to, you know, it's a pre-dinner, an aperitif wine, $17. The Monte Creek Ranch, we're back in the Thompson Valley there. Their Riesling is $15.99. We're seeing really good value coming out from Monte Creek. And they've got some wines that are a little bit stronger than others, and I think this Riesling is one of them. Spearhead, so East Kelowna. Yeah. And Spearhead, which used to be S-P-I-E-R, is now S-P-E-A-R, Head Riesling. And their winemaker now is Grant Stanley, who used to be at Quail's Gate, and then he was at 50th Parallel.
The Pinot Master,
and that's his thing, is Riesling and those aromatic varieties and Pinot Noir, and he's I think, really enjoying being at Spearhead, and that's $20.
That's an example of a winemaker you just want to follow. Wherever that winemaker's going, you want to know what they're making, because you believe in what he's doing and what they're doing.
Yeah, and I think that people hire him because of his experience. And if they want to be a Pinot Noir house, he's the guy that you want to talk to.
Fitzpatrick, the Unwinder, Aaron Felser.
Fitzpatrick, you know, after selling Cedar Creek, and they went full into the Fitzpatrick label, they've got, it's very fun. You know, their labels are all kind of fun, and they've got little characters on them, but the wines are serious, and their program, their sparkling wine program is quite outstanding as well. And there's very few people doing Aaron Felser anymore, so I think I love to see it mentioned on this list, and it's 1850. And then there's Lunescence Winery and Vineyard. And Lunescence is working kind of in biodynamic, organic kind of wines. And this is a white aromatic blend. I think these white aromatic blends tend to stand out really well in the Okanagan, especially when you're in the north. And it's around $20, just under. And then Sperling Vineyards. And the Sperling Vineyards Pinot Noir Rosé, I don't know if there's any left at the winery, but maybe if you can see it somewhere on a wine list, or if you see it in a private wine store, grab it. It's around $20, and it's a fresh, juicy rosé, and we all love our rosé, whether it's winter or summer. Blue Mountain Vineyards and Cellars, they just continue to... They've got this consistency, and yet they continue to evolve and improve, and their Pinot Blanc at $20 is always... A really kind of elegant style of wine, as all Blue Mountain is. So look for their Pinot Blanc. And that's what we've got here for BC until we head over to Fort Barons, which is in Lillooet. Yeah. And Fort Barons, they're also a pioneer of the Lillooet region in the Fraser Canyon. And their estate Chardonnay is $19.
Just like Harper's Trail, yeah. Fort Barons, they have... their success has drawn others to the area, and now they're starting to build a community in both places.
Yeah, it's definitely taking longer in Lillooet, but there are a lot of more vineyards planted than actual wine being, you know, made under any labels. But I think that's going to change.
All right, let me ask you about a couple of things, and then we'll wrap this one up. This is Top 100 Wine Diva, winediva.ca. These are under $20, $20 or under, and 89 points or better. Babylon's Peak, South Africa.
Yeah, you know, I will always look for South African wines. I mean, there's a lot of really good value in it. This one is another buy-by-the-case price. It's $12.99. It's a really fruit forward. If you're having burgers, or you're grilling food, a little bit of spiciness and sweetness, the Babylon's Peak Front Row Shiraz Mouvedre Viognier blend is a great value. Awesome value.
Another wine from Abruzzo.
San Valentino d'Abruzzo. Yes, this is a Montepulciano. So Montepulciano is a town in Tuscany. Don't confuse them. The Montepulciano d'Abruzzo is actually the grape variety. And it's it's $12.50.
Well, I was just you stole my thunder, because the next one is Coma Organic Torrontés. At $12.79, so between the $12.99 and the $12.79 of San Valentino and Coma, you've just saved us a ton of dough.
Well, yeah, and absolutely. This time of year, you know, if you're entertaining, that's what you want to do. You want to keep a case of wine around, and you've got a white there in the Torontes for $12.79, and then you've got some reds here in that under, you know, $13, under $15 value as well. Those are the ones you want to buy and just keep on hand.
If you have your top 100 list handy, 66 and 99. No, is it 46? What is that? 46? It's San Valentino. And 99, the Coma. Now, finally, we're going to finish off with row 13, number 76, chip off the old block Chenin Blanc.
Yeah, for $17.50 to get a Chenin Blanc from BC, and especially from these old vines, yeah, which are from 1969.
Which they saved.
Which they saved, thank goodness. The Road 13 chip off the old block Chenin Blanc, grab it. Grab it. If you can see it, grab more than one.
She is Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva. She is going to now sleep for several hours and then come back. And we're going to have a conversation about the top 50 of 2019, over $20, higher points as well. These are the ones you want to gift to yourself and to your friends. This is Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth Vineyards in the Cowichan Valley. Treat your family or staff to a special evening at Unsworth Restaurant during the holidays. Keep in mind that Chef Martin has created a seasonal menu. He also has a five-course dinner for your New Year's Eve plans. All the details at unsworthvineyards.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Road 13 on the Golden Mile. Believe it or not, if you go to the Road 13 website, they already have listed their events for 2020. The dinners with Backyard Farm, the Bubbles and Crepes, Cheesy Weekend, Crab Boil, the Bubbles and Barbecue, the Harvest Barbecue, and the days that the Wienery truck shows up. It's all there. Make your plans at road13vineyards.com.
If you just joined us, this is the year-end show on Tasting Room Radio. It's been quite a year, and 2020 is shaping up to be something quite spectacular. Maybe it's just a number. I don't know. Anyway, speaking of numbers, the top 50 wines, $20 or better. We'll talk to the Wine Diva in just a moment. Dana Van Mulligan. You can find her at winediva.ca, winescores.ca. And follow along. You can find that top 50 list. Just look under wines and then look under list and it'll pop up. Print it, by the way. There's a version of, just off to the side that says, do you want to print this list? And it just comes up as the all the basic information that you need. Fold it up, put it in your pocket or your bag, carry it with you. It's invaluable. So, Dana, just the distinction again, we just did a couple of segments on your wine list top 100 of 2019. Those were 89 points or better from Wine Scores and $20 or less. This one?
This is my top 50, and it is wines that have scored over the past year, 91 points or higher, and the wines are priced at $20 or more.
I love the fact that the number two on the list is Moon Cursor, Tariga Nacional from South Okanagan.
You know, Moon Cursor is doing things that nobody else in the Okanagan is, and they've been doing it for a long time. They've used varieties like Tanat and Tariga Nacional and Arnais.
Dolcetto.
Grapes that either no one or maybe one or two maybe people were doing. So they really did that long before anybody else, and they've been very successful with it as well. And I think what I look for in these particular varieties, if it's supposed to be Tariga Nacional, it should taste like Tariga Nacional. It doesn't need to have to taste like those ones from Portugal, but it should have the same character. And this one, you know, this is a $40 bottle of wine, well deserved at that price. I look forward to this wine every year.
It gets lots of awards because when they, you know this, when tasters are tasting and they're tasting like 100 cabs and 100 Merlots or whatever, all of a sudden a Tariga Nacional comes along, you go, what the hell is this?
This makes my palate happy. You know, after tasting that many wines of one type, it's very nice.
Noble Ridge, Noble Knights, Chardonnay for $40.
Yeah, this is a new label for Noble Ridge, the Noble Knights. And this Chardonnay it's a really, really outstanding version. It's got power and it's got that creaminess that you want, but it's also pristine. It's got a clean character to it, so it's not all heavy and oaky or that style of wine. And this is about $40 a bottle, and you can get it through the winery. I'm not sure if you can get it at private wine stores or not, but certainly at the winery for $39.
Noble Ridge, Noble Knights, way to go, noble people. We're back at Stags Hollow. their Pinot Noir from Shuttleworth Creek. Those are the things you want to start to pay attention to, and that is where your wine is coming from.
Yeah, and of course, with Stags Hollow being in Okanagan Falls, which has the new sub-GI, this particular wine, Stags Hollow, has been around since 95, and you know they have their own estate grapes that they're using. This one is $25, and for a Pinot Noir, you know, from a single vineyard, Pinot Noir from BC at $25, that's one you want to look for.
The Rust Merlot across the valley at number 12. There's a lot of Merlot in the South Okanagan. Why Rust?
Well, Rust used to be Rustico Wine Cellars, and it was purchased, and they've really changed the look of the wine. They went from a very rustic-looking label, actually, to this more modern style, and their wines are very much like that, too. They're very opulent wines and very fruit-forward. This particular wine comes from where they are, on the Golden Mile Bench, so it has the designation of Golden Mile Bench, and it's that, like I said, that opulent, powerful, plush wine with supple fruit. It's got a lot of intensity. If you like big, really big, jammy reds, for $35, this is a good one.
We're back at Baronia, AV14 in Spain.
Yeah, so we mentioned Baronia, Cellars Baronia, in my top 100. This one is over that price point. It's the AV14, so Montsant is right near Barcelona. And these wines tend to be Grenache-based. And even though this particular wine is a 2009, it is so fresh. This one also has not only Grenache in it, but Merlot, Syrah, Cabernet Sauvignon. Mm. And it's still so young and fresh and has, you know, it's got a little texture to it and a little chewiness, but it's a beautiful wine.
Aged in bottle?
It was aged in barrel first, and the most of it was in bottle, yes.
Meyer family, McLean Creek Rose Chardonnay. Now, they have a number of Chardonnays. They're almost up to five or six now. But McLean Creek, I think, is one of their home bases.
It is. And Meyer family, I mean, they are Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. That is what they do well. And they make very elegant style wines. They're a little bit more, I would say, old world, maybe European, if you want to say, in style, with a very BC flavor to them, a very BC style. So they're not trying to be opulent wines. They're trying to be well constructed and well woven wines. And this one is $35.
The Wine Diva, Dana Van Mulligan. Follow along if you wish. Winediva.ca, winescores.ca. This is the top 50, over $20. And this is where you want to spoil yourself or your friends, or you find out who your friends are. Liquidity, the Reserve Pinot Noir.
Liquidity, their estate wine, ended up in my top 100. This is in the top 50. This is their reserve tier. So the price point's a lot higher, of course. It's $56, but it's a very classic Pinot style. It's got that cherry and fine spice, those kind of dried floral characters, and it's quite savory on the palate, so it makes a very good food wine as well.
I will remind people, if you've never been to Liquidity, a wonderful restaurant, a wonderful location, a lot of art, and their next-door neighbor is Blue Mountain, tells you the neighbors that they keep. Joie Farm, Naramata Bench, their Reserve Riesling.
En Famille is their reserve label, or their top-tier wines, and whether it's their Riesling, whether it's their Noble Blend, whether it's, you know, any of their wines, I think that Heidi Noble has really kind of hit her market. People know what to expect from her and what she's going to do. You know, of course, she was probably one of the first people to make rosé in the Okanagan, certainly with any real power, you know, power behind it, or people kind of looking specifically for a rosé.
It's the first one I noticed.
Yeah, so she was really kind of ahead of the curve. She's always liked to do Alsatian and French style wines and varieties, and for $25, it's a great Riesling.
Emotivo, Grand Rosso from Veneto.
Yeah, this, once again, you know, when you get into the Veneto and Valpolicella, the region, it is, this one's a Tre Venezi, actually, so it's not from Valpolicella, but it's got those same kind of characters as you would get from a Valpolicella red wine. So a lot of, like, black cherries and licorice and dark chocolate kind of flavors and characters. And, you know, for basically $20 to $21 in that price point. Wow. It's a really good bottle of wine. And if you like Ripasso kind of style of wines, you'll love this one.
All right. Here's an extremely popular, well-known bottle of wine, The Prisoner from Napa Valley, number 21. Of a nice, tidy $60.
A nice, tidy $60, yeah. This is your Napa Valley Red, what you expect. You know, it's going to be a powerful, supple, plush wine with lots of purple fruits and dark chocolate. And it's just, it's a delicious wine, and it'll impress people.
And they make a lot of it.
And they make a lot out of it, yeah. It's definitely changed over the years. It started out as a much smaller production. Yeah. But it's much larger now.
Yeah, they're making the brand is what they're doing. Black Hills, speaking of brands, Black Hills Nota Bene, number 24.
Yeah, in Nota Bene, almost every year, I shouldn't say every, I think every year it ends up on my list. And it's up in the $60 price point now. You know, now that Black Hills is owned by Peller, they're expanding their portfolio a little bit. I've noticed they're doing a Pinot Noir now, which is out of Naramata. Because, of course, it's now a state fruit that they can draw from. But the Nota Bene just seems to, it has its own life. And it continues to sell out.
Don't mess with a good thing. Mission Hills Jagged Rock Chardonnay.
The Jagged Rock, I mean, I think Mission Hill, their Reserve Series wines and their kind of single vineyard wines are, they're doing extremely well. The Jagged Rock, I think, is an interesting Chardonnay because it's got, whereas the Reserve wine has this super opulent butterscotchy, this one is actually more savory. So it's more toasty, brown butter, but it has really good lively acidity to it. So if you like a more restrained Chardonnay style from Mission Hill, I would go the Jagged Rock.
I have a story for you for the Winemaker's Cut Syrah, number 26. This winemaker, when I found it, he contacted me and said, my wife and I were watching Hollywood and Vines. We were in either Yugoslavia or Croatia at the time. And we saw your shoots in the Okanagan, and we thought, let's go there. Let's go check it out. And they checked it out. They loved it. They bought this. And now there's a winery called Winemaker's Cut, and he's making Syrah. And in part because of a television show that they saw.
I did not know that story. I would say Croatia is probably where he was, yes. And then they moved and he was making wine at Lunescence. Yeah. And he's now doing Winemaker's Cut, which is and this particular wine comes from vineyards in Oliver. And he as well follows that kind of biodynamic, no pesticides, no herbicides, leaning towards natural kind of wines. And this one's a fleshy kind of a wine with lots of black pepper and cherry and a mocha finish. It's a delicious wine at $34.
Three quick ones here, over $20 for you from the top 50 list. Cedar Creek, Platinum Block, Pinot Noir, Spearhead Pinot Noir from Coyote Vineyard, and Blue Mountain Block 14 Gravel Forest Pinot Noir.
Well, let's talk about the Gravel Forest Pinot Noir first from Blue Mountain. This is the first vintage that they have released three different single vineyard, very specific plot wines. There's the Block 23 River Flow, the Block 19 Wild Terrain, and this one, which is the Block 14 Gravel Force. And they're supposed to really show the differences of the vineyard. And of the three of them, the Gravel Force is my personal favorite. It has it's a very, you can tell gravelly tannins in it. It's that gravel is harder soils. You can tell by the structure of this wine. It's firm and textural. It'll smooth out with time. So if you want to put this one in your cellar, I would definitely recommend it. It's got power and elegance, and it's $50, $55.
Cedar Creek Platinum Block Pinot Noir.
Cedar Creek, you know, they're doing the similar things. They're focusing on single blocks, yeah, with Pinot Noir, with their Riesling as well. These are 26-year-old vines, and it's a savory style, more like red currants and tea leaf, kind of rhubarb and spice. It's classic. It's still youthful. Once again, I think this wine would benefit from some age, and the price is $45.
And the Cedar Creek that you've known over the years is changing, all for the good, an astonishing restaurant. There, I see amphora being used, new techniques. They're really changing it up. Cedar Creek's going to be something to talk about in 2020.
Yeah, you know, I sadly I haven't been there. I've seen the photos of it, and I haven't been in the new restaurant yet. So I missed that during the Judgment of BC. I came in late. So this is we're talking about the Spearhead next. I think the Spearhead Winery, which is East Kelowna, Grant Stanley. We talked about it in my top 100 is the winemaker there. He's the Pinot Whisperer. And so they do Pinot Noir. This one's a very expressive kind of juicy version, you know, lots of fresh berries and floral characters. So a little different than, say, the Blue Mountain style, but $33, it's a great bottle of wine.
Who was it introduced us, all of us, to the Coyote Vineyard? Who was it? Was it Church and State? Church and State were...
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And now we come back to Tender Hope, the Syrah from Walla Walla.
Yeah, so Tender Hope is making wines. They're making wines in the Okanagan. They're making them from BC wines, and then they were also getting some grapes from Walla Walla and making Syrah and a Roussanne, and they've got that very Walla Walla, that very Washington State power to them. And so I find it's different than BC. It's got a little bit more power, a little bit more brooding kind of characters, and a little bit more kind of savory meatiness to them quite often.
There is a come full circle there, Dana, because you know, when you first go with a microphone to Walla Walla, they say thank you for the soil, because all of that soil or remnants of it came from McIntyre Bluff.
They got washed down a lot of millions of years ago.
I wasn't around for that one. So Tender Hope Syrah from Walla Walla. How much is that? Did you see a price on that?
The Tender Hope is $36.
Thank you.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Road 13 on the Golden Mile. Believe it or not, if you go to the Road 13 website, they already have listed their events for 2020. The dinners with Backyard Farm, the bubbles and crepes, cheesy weekend, crab boil, the bubbles and barbecue, the harvest barbecue, and the days that the wienery truck shows up. It's all there. Make your plans at road13vineyards.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by The Hatch. Bubble is the deal. They have the gobsmacked 2018 Bobbly. Bob is a Charmat method tinge-off dry Prosecco. Best consumed extra cold in a hot tub at 3 a.m. Then the gobsmacked 2018 Pink Bobbly. Gamay, Gewurztraminer, Foch, and Gris. Pair this with everything. And finally, the Hatch 2018 Octobubble. You can pair this with lobster all the way to popcorn. All the bubble details at thehatchwines.com.
All right, we're working our way quickly through the top 50. The Wine Diva, Dana Van Mulligan. These are $20 or better and higher mark than 89, obviously. Incomeep, their QQ Syrah.
Incomeep, Randy Picton, the winemaker there. He's been there forever. And the Quemquemt is their top tier wines. And their Syrah, he wins awards for this one time and time again. It's just over $30 a bottle. And it's a fantastic wine.
Hester Creek, one of my all-time favorite blends from the Okanagan, the Judge.
Yeah, the Judge. And it is a big bottle that just, it screams the Judge when you pick it up, if you can pick it up. But it's got a blend of Cabernet Franc, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Merlot. It's intense. It's almost glycerol in weight and texture and very bold, almost into a kind of a brooding character. But if you need a big, meaty wine, if you're having a big protein dinner, this is the one you want.
All right, speaking of big wines, the Mondavi, the Reserve Cabernet from the Tokalon Vineyard, the original vineyard. I had their Merlot in advance of last year's wine festival. I'm still dreaming about that Merlot. So what was the cab like?
Well, Tokalon is arguably the best vineyard in all of Napa Valley. It depends who you talk to, but it's in Oakville, right in the heart of Oakville, and it is almost all owned by Mondavi Estate. Not all of it, but the vast majority of it is owned by the Mondavi Estate, and it sits right behind the Mondavi Winery in Oakville, and it is a very famous vineyard producing amazing wines, and this particular wine is a keeper. It's something you really want to put in your cellar for a while. I mean, yes, you can drink it right now, but it's such a complete wine. It's balanced, it's succulent, it's generous bordering on opulent kind of a style. Now, it is $175 a bottle, so it's super premium.
Actually, it sounds like a bargain to me. That's just me. Road 13, Blind Creek Viognier.
Rhone Valley wines. Yeah. Rhone Valley varietals is what Road 13 has been really doing a lot more focus on in the last few years. You know, so Syrah, Viognier, Roussanne, wine blends, especially they do a VRM, which is Viognier, Roussanne, Marsanne. I love those varieties myself, and I think they do well, especially there in the Okanagan.
Would you speak to a Cab Franc a fan? That's me. Number 42 and number 50, the Bartier Brothers Cab Franc, and the number 50, Tinhorn Whole Cluster Cab Franc.
Yeah, I will always speak of Michael Bartier's wines, given me the opportunity. He is one of the most humble and experienced winemakers, all of the Okanagan. Absolutely adore him and what he's trying to do with wines. He's just trying to make honest wines that reflect what he's given from the vineyard. This has a little bit of Merlot blended in, but it's such a harmonious wine, and there's almost a mineral character to the tannins, which shows you he's not mucking about with them. He's letting the vineyard speak. It's $30 a bottle.
And Tinhorn?
And Tinhorn Creek. This is from my understanding, this is a new one for them. Yeah. This is their Innovation Series Whole Cluster Cabernet Franc. So what that means is basically they're instead of, you know, taking the grapes off of the stem, they're crushing the entire cluster. So you do get character from the stems in the wine when you're crushing it. And it's whole berries. They go through a fermentation, and it's a juicy, balanced licorice, sweet spices, and high-toned fruit. And it is $45 a bottle.
All right, let's go out big here. Number 48 and 49, the Quail's Gate Connemara and the Painted Rock Syrah.
Well, the Painted Rock Syrah, I think the Painted Rock Syrah has been continuously my favorite of all of the wines they make, and they make a lot of good red wine. But I just love how elegant this wine is. It's fleshy and it's got ample fruit, but it's also so well woven and really good acid balance. And for me, red wine needs acid in it just as much as white wine does. And that bottle is $40 a bottle. And the Quail's Gate, the Connemara is, it's basically a blend of Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and Cabernet Franc. And they're all numbered bottles, so it's kind of interesting to have that. It's a very muscular wine. It's got like mocha, vanilla, and dark fruit, but it's very well balanced, and it is about $56.
Well, she is the Wine Diva, Dana Van Mulligan. You can find these lists, the top 50, the top 100, at winediva.ca and winescores.ca. Now, do you have some bubble you want to pinpoint? Because we're approaching New Year's. People are going to be asking about and seeking out bubble. What kind of recommendations would you give us, do you think? Because you're a bubble hound. You love bubble.
I do. And, you know, I've got a selection of champagnes, local sparkling wines, and of course we have to have Prosecco in there because everybody's all about Prosecco these days, some wines from California. So let's talk about BC first. Okay. Blue Mountain, who do you think about immediately when you think of sparkling wine? Even though there's a lot of people making really good sparkling wines in the Okanagan, Blue Mountain has been doing it longer, and they make a very good selection, I would say. You know, reserve style. They do make a rosé. I think that their Brut Reserve, which is the most common one that you'll see on wine lists everywhere. You know, I always like to talk about that at $40. Right now, it's the 2011 vintage that's been released, and it's all golden fruit and creamy texture and good persistence and elegance. So it's always worth a great bottle of Blue Mountain.
Did the Bub or Bella make your list?
No.
Okay. How about Fitz?
Fitzpatrick, another very good producer. They're really starting to make a name for themselves.
I like their commitment to it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. They've gone really gung-ho into sparkling wine, and I think their sparkling wine program is standing out above anything else that they're doing right now. So they do the Fitz sparkling, and they do a Blanc de Blanc. Yeah. I will always lean towards Blanc de Blanc myself. That's my style, and Blanc de Blanc means it's white from white. So in most cases, that means it's going to be 100% Chardonnay. From Champagne, there's a few. One I wrote about recently from Monte Cristo magazine is Runart. And Runart, I think it's kind of, people don't really think about it much. It's an old name, but it's the first champagne house, actually, that was ever established. And this is probably $120 a bottle. So it's definitely up there in price. You can get it at private wine stores, but it's pristine lemony characters. And this is also, like I said, a Blanc de Blanc. So it's all Chardonnay. It's got a little bit of that candied praline and acacia flower characteristics, but it's just, it's so impressively well woven and lengthy on the palate. It's a fine, fine bottle of wine. Another champagne that you might want to, you know, if you're into the champagne and you're heading in that direction, Moët and Chandon for $81 a bottle. They're Rosé Imperial, which is made of Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier, and a little bit of Chardonnay. Because right now, I think because Rosé's popularity and Bubbles' popularity, the combination of those two is really making Rosé sparkling. And it's a solid bottle of sparkling Rosé for $81. From, let's say, from Prosecco, because we always have to talk about Prosecco, the Ruffino Extra Dry Prosecco is $17.99. It's on the drier side too, so if you kind of veer away from Prosecco because it sometimes is a little bit too sweet, I think the Ruffino is a good option. It's called Extra Dry. From California, Chandon Brut Rosé. They've got the Rosé, and then they've got the regular Brut, and they're in the kind of low $30 range. I think those are always good value wines. Bottega, the White Gold from Italy. This isn't a Prosecco, but it's from Venezia. And they're the ones, those beautiful bottles, they're wrapped in silver, or they've got a pink bottle with the rosé, and $31.99. They're the top, Bottega is the number one seller internationally in duty-free stores in the world. So they make a lot of Prosecco and a lot of sparkling wine.
Did Benjamin Bridge make the list?
Benjamin Bridge did not send me samples.
There you go. So now, okay, so that's quite enough bubble. It's okay, because you could bubble. How long is a bubble list?
There are 35.
Okay, you can go to it's under bubbles on the Wine Diva website. So that's another list. Now, let's just list your year. What's 2020 look like for you? Do you have some trips planned? Do you have some wish list trips planned? And what are your plans for, say, the wine festival?
Well, generally January for me reads about the same as I'm in Verona for the very end of January for the launch of Anteprima Amarone. I'm skipping this year. I'll be going to Tuscany, back to Tuscany instead in a couple weeks after that, so in February. And I spend the week there tasting all the new releases for Chianti Classico, Montepulciano, Vino Nobile, all of those. Then I will be in Provence in April, doing the first ever Air Provence, which is it's a trade and media event, you know, trying to, you know, boost the sales of Provence Rosé if they need to. Really, do they need to? I don't think so. But I'm going to be going there, and then I'll be back in Loire Valley in April as well. So my first half of the year has been planned, and we'll see what happens after that. Wine festival, yes, I will be around because it's France. And of course, I spend quite a bit of time in France every year. And I'm very excited. There's a lot of good tastings and a lot of good events happening revolving around France, but not just France, but also other regions of the world. So a lot of good events.
Anything new happening with the website this year?
Not really. I think we just have to tighten things up. You know, I get to see what is working and what isn't, what people look at and what they really, you know, they're not really bothered with. You know, I spend a lot of time writing for Taste Magazine, the BC Liquor Stores, and Monte Cristo Magazine, and Vitis Magazine, which has been around now, it'll be almost 2 years, I think. So Vitis has been around for a couple of years, so I'm doing a lot with them. Unfortunately, Vines Magazine, who I wrote for more than a decade, and they closed up after 22 years. They were shut down in August, sadly. So there's only one national wine magazine now, which is a sign of the times, unfortunately. But the good thing is my editor from Vines, who actually founded the magazine, is now the most powerful wine critic in all of Canada.
Yes.
He is now the wine critic for the Globe and Mail, and I'm very, very happy for him. No one deserves that position better.
Have yourself a great New Year's.
Thank you. You too.
And a fantastic 2020.
Thank you. You too.
She is Dana Van Mulligan, the Wine Diva. WineDiva.ca, Winescores.ca. I'm Terry David Mulligan, Tasting Room Radio. Did I wish you a Happy New Year? Happy New Year. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by The Hatch.
Bubble is the deal. They have the gobsmacked 2018 Bobbly. Bob is a Charmat method tinge-off dry Prosecco. Best consumed extra cold in a hot tub at 3 a.m. Then the gobsmacked 2018 Pink Bobbly. Gamay, Gewurztraminer, Foch, and Gris. Pair this with everything. And finally, the Hatch 2018 Octobubble. You can pair this with lobster all the way to popcorn. All the bubble details at thehatchwines.com.